Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and Tebow them, text them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that's listening on the web on today. We expect God to do a mighty, mighty thing in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you came with a level of expectation to receive a word, you will get a word. You know, each time you go to a show, you need to go and say, Lord, you know what? I received the word before it even come forth. Hey, some of it you can get, amen, glory to God, and some of it is for you, and that's not for you. Just put it on the shelf because you're going to need it later on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, glory to God, on our Tuesday night, I want you to listen at Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles on Wild Radio on Tuesday night. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to mark your calendar and don't forget to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because God is doing a different and mighty, 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 mighty works on these shows each and every time. If you listened, amen, glory to God, on last Tuesday, you know, the show was just spectacular. Glory to God. So go ahead and mark it down right now. And get ready, you know, to listen, amen, on Tuesday night. Be ready before it get there. Don't wait till it come and then you say, okay, well, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to go on and get online then. No, you get ready to receive whatever's coming forth before. Hallelujah. Because you're supposed to have faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes, you have faith that you're going to receive when you get there. Glory to God. So you've already raised your level of expectation to where it needs to be so you can get what you need before you get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when you get there, you can just run over. Glory to God. Don't you want God to fill your cup till it run over? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down just a little bit on Saturday, we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew from Faith Comes By Hearing, Glory to God Ministries. Glory to God. It was awesome on yesterday. My God, it was just so good. It was good to the last drop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you can also go back and listen to it on the web, because it's show with you in mind, glory to God. Elder prayed, amen, glory to God, just awesome, 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 glory to God. Now, you know, the lines hold up to 50 people on the line, and if you desire prayer, you can press the 1, and we will bring you in for prayer when you come to the show. Amen. It's open, amen, to whoever wants prayer to come in, glory to God, and get what you need. My God. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call, amen, the hour of power. I'm the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. And this ministry with you in mind. And the next hour will be Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth, Worldwide Ministries. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So after you finish here, we're going to give you a little break. Then you can go over, amen, glory to God, and be a blessing to her. Show her how much, you know, you love her. You know, it's good, you know, when you can show love. All you got to do is just call in and listen, glory to God. You can go on any of the Facebook pages, the numbers and everything is there, glory to God, for you to listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I also want to encourage you to become partner with us. And in becoming partners, you will receive many perks. We only ask for $25 or more. Glory to God. I always say on every show, don't you always want the more? Glory to God. If you desire more, then there's just something you want. Sometimes you're going to have to do more. Glory to God. If you're doing just enough, then that's all you're going to get. It's just enough in return. Hallelujah. That's when you can't base your giving on just a little bit. Glory to God. You got to expand your thinking, expand your faith. Glory to God. He gave all of us a faith the size of a mustard seed. But you know what? That's how you expand your faith. So Lord, I'm going to believe you for even bigger and even more. I'm going to launch out into the deep, huh, for a catch. Good God Almighty, glory to God, and see what God will do. My God, my God. So I encourage you to give to this ministry. I know these ministries have been a blessing to you, and I want you to give, amen, glory to God. You can go on Prophet Yvonne Ryle's page or Pastor page, amen, Pastor Ryle's page, yes, glory to God, and you can click on it, amen, there's a PayPal button there, amen, glory to God, or you can just inbox them and ask them, how do you need to do it? I know, you know, some are not computer, you know, don't know how to operate a computer. Well, it's okay. You can also give them a call, glory to God, and let them know that you want to give, but you don't know how to give. If you can get in touch with any of us, glory to God, that you have our numbers. I know some have, you know, may have personal numbers, but, you know, you can get in touch with any of us, glory to God, if you can't get in touch with them, and we will tell you how to get in touch with them to get it to them, glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't say I don't know how to do it. Everything here, glory to God, we will, glory to God, get you in touch with the right people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will bring you in before I go ahead and I open us up in prayer. If you desire prayer at time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in, amen, for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Glory to God. Well, no one's pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer and get started with our word. While I'm getting ready to open us up in prayer, you can go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm going to start at the 23rd verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for another glorious day, Lord, that you have spared us, oh God. We just give you thanks, glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for allowing us to come in your presence once again, Lord, to hear the word of the Lord on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, oh Lord. Father God, we still lift those up, God. Oh, my God, who has been affected by the hurricane, Lord God, and all the earthquakes and all the different things that have been happening in the different places, oh God. Father God, we lift them up to you today, Lord. We ask you, God, to give them more a stable mind, to let them know you're still there, Lord God. You didn't leave them. You say you'll never leave them nor forsake them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how you have put your place, your hand on them, God, how you have placed people in their life to give them what they need, oh God. None shall be left, God, on the streets, Lord. None shall be left alone, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you're in control, and we know that you're in charge, oh God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just said, thank you, Lord God. Lord, you said, be thankful in all things, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that need healing in their mind, healing in their body on today, Lord God. We ask you to do a work on the inside out. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch them, Lord God, where they hurt, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Stable them in you, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, you're still there, Lord God. Give them the peace that they need, Lord God. Oh, my God, to handle any situation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, and we praise your holy name on this day, Lord God, that you have made, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you know, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. You know, if you just look around you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We still serve an awesome God. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's easy for you to say because you ain't been through the valley. You don't know what valley and what storms, amen, that we have had to endure. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, amen, if I ain't been through nothing, then I can't tell you nothing. Glory to God. You know how some people can come and try to talk to you and tell you, well, you know what, I know. No, they don't know, because if you ain't been through nothing, if you don't ever go through a trial or test, amen, tribulation, glory to God, then you can't tell them nothing. You can tell them God is good, and then they'll ask you, well, what have you been through? And then you can't tell them nothing, glory to God. So that's why trials and tests come to make you, glory to God, And it's for you to go out and reach out and tell somebody else, you know, about the goodness of God. Baby, I know you in lack, hallelujah, glory to God. Because I've been there, hallelujah. Then you can explain to them, you don't tell all your business, but yeah, glory to God, you can tell them, amen. You know, this happened, that happened, glory to God. And that's just a test, hallelujah, a test of your faith. You're moving in the right direction. Anytime you get to moving in the right direction, know that there's an adversary, glory to God, that comes and try to stray you and pull you off the path of the living God, glory to God. But now faith, oh my God, is your substance, good God Almighty. You gotta have some substance. You gotta be standing on firm ground to know that your faith, through your faith, you ain't gonna be moved, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. That's why it's so important to hear the word of the Lord. That's why it's so important, hallelujah, to read the word of the Lord, glory to God. And when he said meditate, when you read a scripture, hallelujah, glory to God, you meditate on that scripture that you have read. You get it down on the inside, hallelujah, glory to God. And you always say, write it on the tables of my heart so I won't sin against you, glory to God. That's when you know that word is on your heart, glory to God, because when things start to happen and things start to fall down around you, glory to God, he'll bring that scripture up. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's written, hallelujah, in your heart. Glory to God. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why it's so important. Patience is so important. Because sometimes when you get in that place, glory to God, hallelujah, like, okay, what do I do? Meditate. After you read it, meditate on it. Ask him what he's talking about. Say, Lord, what are you saying? Lord, tell me what you're saying. It's good when you can hear it from somebody else. Yes, and you should always. Glory to God. But it's more, amen, glory to God. It comes up more on the inside of you, glory to God. When you can meditate and you ask, Lord, what are you talking about? What are you saying to me at this point, God? Because I need you, Lord God. I need you to hold my hand, good God Almighty, and walk me through, Lord God. This is a valley that I'm going through, Lord God. And I know, Lord, you said you'd be with me in the valley. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Even when you're on the mountaintop, you stay there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why it's so important to meditate. My God, my God. Let's get ready to get in the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start, amen, in verse 23. And I'm going to title this message, just we got to just trust God. You know, trust God. You know, sometimes we say, okay, well, we trust him. Yeah, you can easily say it, amen. But when something starts to hit, glory to God, what do you do then? What do you do? Do you still trust or do you back up? Hallelujah. Do you trust or do you draw back from it? Glory to God. Let's read it. Hallelujah. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. You know, let's look at that word, that profession. You know, there are many professions, you know. Some people, amen, go to school years and years, and then some become doctors, and some become lawyers, glory to God, hallelujah, and some become nurses, and you have teachers, and you have all those type, amen, professions, glory to God, that's going on, amen. Well, when you come over here, they call them professions over there, but we call them gifts over here, good God Almighty, because you know God gives certain people a different gift, hallelujah, glory to God. There are some people that have so much faith, glory to God, that they got some, amen, that they can lend you, glory to God. They say, I ain't going to be moved, hallelujah. I'm going to hold fast to the profession of my faith. I'm not going to waver because things are happening. I'm not going to waver because, you know, a bill is due. I'm not going to waver, hallelujah, because I'm seeing all these different things that's going on around me. But what I am going to do is pray, glory to God. So when you pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that's what gives you your strength. When you read, hallelujah, the word of God, that's what gives you your strength. When you meditate, glory to God, that's what gives you your strength, glory to God. But, you know, it's something when things have to start to happen. Glory to God. Now, just think about it. Let's go back, amen, to the profession. Hallelujah. Now, you know, a doctor, that's his profession. He done went to school. He done got all his degrees and everything. Glory to God. And he in surgery. Glory to God. He got somebody laying on the table. Man, what all of a sudden, if he stopped and he draw back, He can't do that, glory to God. He's got to continue on, hallelujah. That's his profession. The same way when you're in the house of God, hallelujah. He said, I dealt every man, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Faith the size of a mustard seed, glory to God. But you haven't yet got to grow your faith in Jesus Christ. That's when you got to mount up, hallelujah, and get the rest of it, amen, for yourself. You say, Lord, if I'm falling short of my faith, show me how. Show me how, God. Show me how to raise my faith to another level, God. Sometimes God be trying to push you into your faith. Amen. Glory to God. But you don't want to go. You want to stay right there murmuring and complaining. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You don't want to walk into your gift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now, just think about it, hallelujah. When you hold fast, that means you got to hold on with all you got, glory to God. That doctor have a hold on with all he got, believing that he is doing what he needs to do to save that patient, glory to God. That's when you got to hold on with all you got and believe that God's going to help you get through this, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold fast. Don't move. Don't waver, glory to God. And it's something, you know, when things, everything, when you're on the mountaintop, you're all right, glory to God. I got plenty of money, you know, I'm going here, I'm going there, glory to God, I'm doing this, I'm going there, I'm doing everything I can do, hallelujah. I'm going buying me a whole lot of new clothes, glory to God. I'm going shopping, glory to God. Instead of, okay, just saving, hallelujah, for the hard time. Glory to God. Now, that ain't faith. That's foolishness. Glory to God. Because once God gets you out and takes you over into another place, then guess what you need to do? You need to save for him. Glory to God. Amen. You need to save. Hallelujah. It's time now to save. Glory to God. Don't give it all and spend it all out there frivolously. Glory to God. Because you know that time will come again. And then you say, what happened? Say, Lord, oh, here we go again. Now you're wavering. Glory to God. But did you think about it when you had it? Glory. Did you save it then? Hallelujah. Well, I deserve, here we go with that, I deserve again. Yes, you may do deserve it. Glory to God. But you don't have to go and buy it all at one time. My God, save what you need and then go buy it. Don't charge it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And let us consider one another to provoke us to love and to good works. It is something, you know, you're always thinking, okay, well, I'm doing good for myself, but I ain't helping nobody else. But, you know, when you got a faith walk with Jesus Christ, you got to know when you're praying for yourself, glory to God, yes, he's going to meet your needs. But what else happens when you pray for someone else, glory to God? And, you know, sometimes, you know, very young, when I was very, very young in the ministry, I'm like, okay, now, Lord, hold up. If I don't pray for myself now, you know, and then you're telling me to pray for somebody else, I'm going to miss out. But understand, this is what happens. No, that don't happen. What happens is when you take care of somebody else, glory to God, and God will take care of your need. He'll take care of a need before you know you got a need, glory to God. He'd be already done made a way. I remember many of times, in my own life, glory to God, hallelujah, when I need things done, when I need things, you know, worked on and different stuff, glory to God, but I'm still taking care of what I need to take care of. I'm taking care of God's house. I'm taking care of God's people, doing what he's telling me to do, to give over here, to do over there, glory to God. And guess what? He already had, amen, a ram in the bush like they was preaching on Tuesday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will have a ram in the bush to help you out. Glory to God. My God. And that's what he did. Hallelujah. He already had made the way, amen, for what I needed. It was already there. And I went, hallelujah, to a place. Glory to God. I went to a place. And then, glory to God, something happened to the vehicle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were going to the store and something happened. Glory to God to it. I said, hold on, wait a minute. Something ain't right here. I know something going on, glory to God. But before, hallelujah, and I went and I parked, glory to God. And once I parked, I just made one phone call and people started coming from everywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how he works. He sent them to help you when you need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't even have a light. Glory to God. They're going to tell me I had to wait on a tow truck an hour. I'm like, no, what? That ain't finna that happen. I said, okay, hold it, glory to God. He had a ram in the bush. He had another one, glory to God, that was ready, glory to God. He came on, and it didn't take him long to get there. He hooked it up, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He took it on. Amen. Glory to God. And he took it on and parked it at the house. And when he parked it at the house, it didn't take no time. Somebody was already there to diagnose what was going on with it. My God. They diagnosed what was going on with it, called it in. Glory to God. What part did I need? Somebody already had the money ready to pay for it. Glory to God. That's how he works. So you got to have faith to believe that what God's going to do, he's going to do it, glory to God. When you pray for somebody else, God going to fix what's wrong with you. Glory to God. And you ain't going to even think you have a need because God is going to fix it. My God, my God. Let's move on. Oh, my God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of Psalm is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You know, times are getting hard. Yes, they are. Glory to God. But you know what? That's why you got to remember to make sure, glory to God, that you are, glory to God, together with people who will love on you, who will support you, who will exhort you, glory to God, who can give you amen, who can lift you up, those that are stable, that are walking by faith. So you have to be careful who you hang around. You know, sometimes people can say the darnest thing. That's what this child said on TV. You know, that's what this person said on TV. Said children can say the darnest thing. Yes, people can say the darnest thing. Glory to God. When you're trying to stay in faith, you don't need to hang around them type people. Glory to God. You need to hang around those that's going to help you and exhort you. Glory to God. That's going to tell you the word of the Lord. And they're walking by, glory to God. They're walking by faith. And they ain't moving, hallelujah. They ain't giving up, glory to God. Those are the people that you need to assemble yourself with, hallelujah. There are some that don't even go. They don't go to church. They just don't. Because you know why, glory to God. Because they see the people, amen, they say, you know what? Well, I'm living better than the Christian people. But they forget, amen, what they got, you know. Glory to God. But don't forget to assemble yourself together, amen, and exhorting one another. You know, here's what you need to do. Find the good in everybody. There is some good in all people, amen. You can find some good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can find it if you look for it. But sometimes people look for the bad. You know, you can even go in a new place. Amen. You can go in a new workplace, a new place. And before you, amen, even open your mouth and say, well, I don't like her. I don't like him. Oh, my God. She thinks she's stuck up. Well, it's not that. They're just trying to get to know you, trying to really figure out the surroundings, what it is I need to do and what I'm not supposed to do. You know, glory to God, that's what it is. It's not that they try, amen, to be something more than they are. They're just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, what I need to do and how I need to do it, glory to God. That's all it is. Let's move on down just a little bit, glory to God. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. You know, and it's something, and when you know that you know to do right, amen, and you don't do it, to that man, it's sin. But whenever you know to do right, and you say you're walking by faith and you believe in God, glory to God, well, that means you got to pay your tithes and your offerings. You can't cheat on your taxes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know where that comes from. Glory to God, but let's roll. You can't cheat on your taxes. You can't go, hallelujah, and get little JoJo Nim over there, the woman next door, or the lady over there next door. She got six children, and she going to let me claim one of them all. Hold up. Wait a minute. Don't do it. Don't do it. Glory to God. Well, it's okay. The people in the church, they can't see me. Hallelujah. They can't see who I'm around here sleeping with. Glory to God, they can't see it. But understand, they may not can see it, but God can see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know why people think that God don't see them. And if you're messing with someone and you shouldn't be, he see that too. And then every Sunday you're going to church. But when you know to do better, amen, you've been in the church over 30 years. You've been in there sitting on that same pew and get mad and somebody else come in and sit in your spot. Oh, she took my spot. Well, glory to God. If I were her, him, whoever it is, I would want that spot. If you doing something, you ain't got no business. It might roll off on me if I'm sitting in that spot. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Glory to God. But a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you are living against God's word, my God, it's sad, amen, glory to God, to fall in the hand, fall in the hands of an angry God. You don't want to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to be still and walk by faith and know that God is real. I think so many times, well, a lot of times people fail because they don't really believe that God is who he said he is. They don't believe that Jesus is real. They just don't believe it. Glory to God. They still thinking that they came over here on, I don't know what kind of flower, mayflower, whatever they thinking they came over here on. Glory to God. But that's just not so. Not so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were created, hallelujah. We were created by God, glory to God, hallelujah. So I'm saying, you know, it's a bad thing to fall in the hands, amen, glory to God, of an angry God, hallelujah. You know, like I was saying just a few minutes ago, there's no recompense, amen, for sin, hallelujah. But you got to, amen, you want your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. You want your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. So in order for you to do that, you got to walk by faith. And you got to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Believe that God gave his son for us, for that sin, glory to God. But you know, after you learn better, and I always hear you say you do better, glory to God. That's just breaking it down in terms where you can understand it, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. When you learn better, you do better. When you learn more, you walk by more, glory to God. When you have more faith, then there's going to be more required of you, glory to God. As you get ready to do other things and branch out, hallelujah. In the ministry, there's going to be more required of you. Because, amen, glory to God. Because to much is given, much is required, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down, amen, on 28. He that despised Moses law died without mercy under two or three witnesses, glory to God. You can't do that. You can't turn back, amen. Once you have tasted to see how good God is, you know, sometimes what makes people, amen, sometimes backslide is because things don't happen in the time frame that they think they should happen. Then your faith starts to wavering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, they living good over here. Well, you know what? I'm going to go on and I'm going to do all these things that, you know, that I want to do. They living good over here. And ain't nothing happening to them. But understand, you want your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. There's just certain stuff you just going to have to cut off. There's just certain people you just going to have to just quit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's just certain people you can't even sometimes talk to. Hallelujah. Because they'll have you walking in the same mess that they're walking in. Hallelujah. It's poison to bring poison to the man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down on 29. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the spirit of grace. My God, glory to God, hallelujah. Some just don't respect God. They don't believe in God, and they don't respect. You go in God's house living any kind of way, and then glory to God. When you go in, the church is there. It's supposed to be a healing place. It's to heal those that are brokenhearted. It's to bring people in repentance and bring them to Christ Jesus, glory to God. And lead them to salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But sometimes, you know, people will go just because they see one go to the altar. I've seen this happen. One go, amen. Then the other one will follow. Yes, 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 they do. But they don't want to really, amen, commit to God. They don't want to really commit. They just do it because somebody else follows. Glory to God. And you're going to God's house any kind of way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he said, come to me as you are. Yes. And he'll do the cleaning up. Yes. But after you done went to church one, two times, glory to God, you should see if the people are dressing like they should and supposed to, then you should be cleaned up to that fact. You should have enough faith to know, glory to God, okay, he's dealt your faith the size of a mustard seed. So that makes me acting, okay, I'm looking around, I'm seeing these people, they're well-dressed, so I should be dressed, amen, accordingly, glory to God. I shouldn't be wearing the mini skirt and sitting on the front row, hallelujah, glory to God. The usher should have closed you up right then, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. I shouldn't be wearing, amen, my clothes too tight. wherever I go, hallelujah, showing everything I got, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, hallelujah. Yes, yes, men gonna look at you like that. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Yes, they are. They are and they are. But it's up to you. If you got enough faith to believe that God can give you what he want to give you and who he want to give you, then you're going to dress up and cover up. It ain't going to even matter. Hallelujah. Because if they're going to like you, they're going to like, they're going to see the Jesus in you and like you. Glory to God. They want to date you. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wear the skimpiest thing they sell in the store. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, the back out. Oh, my God. The other parts out. Good God Almighty. Look out now. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. See, you're going to be judged. Hallelujah. We all going to be judged. Hallelujah. He said, them in the household of faith going to be judged first. Glory to God. Because you've been sitting in that chair 30 years. Hallelujah. Saying you love the Lord and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I believe you. Lord, I receive you, Lord. With your hands lifted up. Hallelujah. Crying every Sunday. Glory to God. When that pastor preaching, you're falling all out over everywhere. He's going to judge you. It's enough to live good. Amen. You live when you're on the inside, glory to church. But how about when you come home? You got enough faith in God to know that he's there wherever I go. Glory to God. Wherever you go and whatever you say, whatever you're watching, whatever you release out of your mouth, glory to God. If you're paying your tithes and your offering or you're not, hallelujah. Are you exhorting somebody else? Are you lifting up people? Are you helping them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you give and did you pray over here for Sister Sarah because she needed your help? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to be looking at all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Glory to God. But call to remember the former days in which after you will illuminate me. Endured a great fight of affliction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? Amen. Hallelujah. All the struggles and everything that you went through, glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah, that you have went through, you remain strong because of the faith in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Do you really believe? Do we have believers on this line on today? Do you believe that anything that you go through, any struggle that you had, glory to God, that God brought you out? You know, sometimes people think that they brought themselves out. No, unless God do it, it won't be done, glory to God. And a lot of times people get things, you know, like they can get money and different stuff, and they think, glory to God, I did it. No, you ain't did it. The reason you got it, because somebody prayed, and they pushed the tricks of the enemy back, hallelujah, glory to God, to make everything be normal, to make your blood pressure be normal, glory to God, hallelujah, to make, hallelujah, them like you on your job, glory to God. That's what happened. You don't just get things on your own. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on. My God, my God. Partly with ye were made a gazing stock, but a gazing stock both by reproach and affliction, and partly with ye became compassions of them that were so used. Glory to God. Let's move on. I'm going to move on down 34. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoilings of your good, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an endured substance. Glory to God, hallelujah. You had joy because you knew that you knew without a shadow of a doubt who Jesus Christ was. You believed God, glory to God. You had joy, hallelujah. And you know what? When you got joy and you're full of glory, glory to God, you can help others, hallelujah. You know, it's okay, hallelujah, to share what you got, hallelujah. You ain't got to give it all away. Glory, God ain't going to require you to give it all away. But he do require us to give some, glory to God. Because you know, hallelujah, joy, hallelujah, only comes from God. And that's the only joy, amen, that you can get. You know, it says in the word also here that if you draw back, glory to God, from the Lord, he said, you will have no pleasure in me, glory to God. You know, we got to constantly, Amen. Say, Lord, I believe you, Lord, and by faith. You got to walk this thing out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to make it your profession. Just like when you went to school, you made it your profession. You got to make it your profession also. Glory to God. This is a profession. I'm going to keep it up. Glory to God. Because I know, God, this going to be, hallelujah, some good stuff happening over here. Because you want your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you draw back and don't believe the word of the Lord and don't believe God, then he said you will have no pleasure in him. Glory to God. But that means you ain't going to say, ain't nothing you going to get. Glory to God. We only don't get what we get is by faith and believing in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and that way, if you believe in God, then you can go further in your ministry. But if you can't believe that God can take you, amen, for no man can take you, glory to God. Hallelujah. In this world, glory to God. Hallelujah. But do you believe it by faith? Because sometimes your faith gets wavering, you get shaken because you ain't got what you thought you should have. They ain't did what you thought they should do. Well, you know, sometimes things take time. It takes time, glory to God. So you got to wait, hallelujah. And like faith, sometimes you just got to hold on to your faith and you got to wait. You know, we are such a Christian now, and we microwave generational people, and we want, hallelujah, but we want it right then. We can't wait on nothing, hallelujah. But you know what? You got to wait till the dogs come home, glory to God. You got to wait till the dogs start barking, my God, my God. Even though if you can't see it, you still got to walk it out, glory to God. The Lord, if you promised it to me, because he said in his word, if I promised it, then every promise is yay and amen. I'm not going to turn back, God. I don't believe what you said, Lord. I'm going to give, Lord God, and I'm going to pay my tithes and my offering. I'm a giver. And so whenever things start to happen and the bills start rolling in, then you got something to pick it back on. You can say, Lord, I gave over there. I did, Lord. And by faith, Lord, I'm believing what you said, Lord. I'm not going to stop because you said, Lord God, that I can receive, Lord God. If I give, Lord, you say it shall be given. But by faith, can you believe it on today? Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to learn how to hold fast. You can't be wavering. Sometimes you waver so much. Amen. Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can believe you, Lord, this day. And, Lord, my faith is just shaking. Hallelujah, all over the place. Glory to God. But you got to be careful what you're listening to, who you're listening to, and how you're listening to them. That's the thing about it. Glory to God. You got to listen to people that's going to help you and exhort you and help you to stay on a good road. Glory to God. I encourage you on today, hallelujah. If you need a mentor, if you need a teacher, hallelujah, glory to God. If you need a life coach, go ahead and hit Apostle Yvonne Riles. It'll be Prophet Yvonne Riles page and Pastor Joseph Riles page, glory to God. I'm calling all men, glory to God, to come on and mount up, hallelujah, by faith, glory to God, and go over there, glory to God, and let them lead you and guide you in the right direction. Because he said, you know, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers is few. And by faith, hallelujah, glory to God, they get you where you want you to be, glory to God, and send you out. But that's what they do. They fix you up, glory to God, and send you out. Because Jesus had 12 disciples, and what did he do? He was raising them up, huh? And just send them out, glory to God. Hey, come on now. I'm challenging all men. You know, so many times, amen. You know, sometimes people have a preference who they want, glory to God, hallelujah, yes. We don't real live, hallelujah. Go ahead, text them now, glory to God. Tweet them, amen, I'm going to go come live, glory to God. But it's okay, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. You just want to get what God has for you. You know, when you get to heaven, there ain't going to be no marriage. And God ain't, he can use anybody he want to use. He can use a donkey, don't you think? He can use, amen, glory to God, women and men, glory to God, whoever he may please. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Hallelujah. All you want to do is get where you need to be. And by faith, you're going to get there, glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you to come on, hallelujah. We're calling out the men on today, hallelujah. Glory to God. The women's going to come on anyway, glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm encouraging the men on today, hallelujah, to stop playing, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Stop playing around. It's time now to settle yourself in Jesus Christ. It's time, hallelujah, for you to get up, hallelujah, glory to God. Pick yourself up by your own bootstraps, glory to God. And come on in and do what Jesus is calling you to do. Do what he wants you to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, if you look in a church now, yeah, we're still talking about faith. If you look in a church nowadays, who's the most in there? What you see most that's on the sitting on the pews is women. Glory to God. It's women. It's women. It's women. Glory to God. It's women. Hallelujah. But there are many, many, many men that God is calling, and I know he's talking to them day and night. And they turning over in their bed, tossing and turning, saying, I wonder who is that speaking to me. Well, it's Jesus calling you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And by faith, we're going to believe, hallelujah, that you're going to go ahead on, amen, and come on in and do what you're supposed to do for the Lord. Glory to God. Because we are living in the last days, hallelujah, whether you believe it or not, hallelujah. Look at the seasons as it's changed. We've already, amen, glory to God, it's going to be the fall of the year, down like 39 degrees this morning. Good God Almighty, glory to God, hallelujah. Just jump right on in, glory to God. So we're living in the last days, hallelujah. Because he said different things are happening in different places. Glory to God. So you don't want him to catch you with your work undone. Because I'm going to believe by faith, and I'm going to walk with you by faith on today. Hallelujah. You know that you come on and get your gift, amen, glory to God, in action. You know, if it's laying dormant on today, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm believing that God's going to take your gift to another level. But you got to come on in and get what you need first. Get your teaching, hallelujah. Get what you need. Get your mentoring, and then let God take you to another level. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because this is the last and evil days. And we know it, glory to God. We can see, hallelujah, the earthquake and the fires that are happening. Hallelujah, glory to God. Look, you got to continue to trust God. You got to trust, amen, God. Whenever you go up under somebody, amen, you got to trust God. Hallelujah. Make sure it's the right somebody. Because everybody that you go to, amen, I'm not bashing everybody. I'm not bashing nobody. Glory to God. But, you know, certain people have certain gifts that God has gave them. Glory to God, to help you. That's just it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just encouraging you, glory to God, to get up on them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just minister so they can help you to get where God wants to take you. Hallelujah. You know, don't let you just keep sitting dormant. They ain't doing nothing. Glory to God. It's just there. You know what? I have the gift. I have the gift of giving. Glory to God. But has your giving, think about it. Has your giving, glory to God, hallelujah. Have you seen any progress since you've been giving, glory to God? If you ain't seen no progress and you've been giving, amen, somewhere, then guess what, hallelujah. You may be giving on the wrong ground, hallelujah, glory to God. You have to understand. You have to ask God what to give and what to do. Because you walk by faith, hallelujah, and not by sight. Lean not to your own understanding, but if you ask God, and hallelujah, he says, seek me every word, that means everything, hallelujah, glory to God, in prayer, and he will answer you, glory to God. If he don't say nothing, then that means, glory to God, you're okay, but he will tell you sometimes, don't do that. He'll tell you that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pray, hallelujah, right here. If anyone desires prayer this time, you can press the one and I'll bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we call those out, God, whose gifts are laying dormant right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call the men in, Lord God. We call them in, God, right now in the name of Jesus to come out, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, come out, hallelujah. But where they are, the gifts are laying dormant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them hook up, Lord God, with whom they need to hook up with, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so you can take them to a new level in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, break the chains off the fear right now in the name of Jesus. No more fear in the name of Jesus. No more sending places. Oh my God, that's not God. Oh my God, that's not building their faith. No more in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call them to the front line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those chains are breaking. They're coming out right now. They're coming out, hallelujah, glory to God, for their gifts to be used, for their gifts, oh my God, will make room for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, no more stagnation. No more stagnation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we know that you're in control and we know you're in charge, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we believe, God. Oh, my God. Ooh, good God Almighty. Somebody received that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. If that was you and you received it, glory to God. Go ahead and press the one. Hallelujah. If not, go ahead and inbox me on Facebook. I'll hook you up. Amen. Glory to God. With whom you need to get to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise on high. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. For God is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there someone on this line that's having headaches? Amen. At this time. If you are, press the one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you are having some really bad headaches, would you please press the one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are having really bad headaches, would you press the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, amen. Glory to God. Nobody press the one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To know. Hallelujah. Hold fast to your faith. Glory to God. And don't waver. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, and all the time God is good, not some of the time, all the time. Even though when you're going through, you may not can see your way through, but you got to know that he is there, hallelujah, by faith, you got to believe. He says sometimes you may not can feel his presence, glory to God, yes, but as you can trace him, hallelujah, and you can track him through his word of God and know what he's saying, hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, a step of a righteous man is on about a Lord, glory to God, and by faith, that's what you got. It ain't no conditions to it. It's his word said it, it's there, it's yea and amen. Glory to God. So you can't move. So when things happen, you say, Lord, I don't know where yet, Lord, where yet? Glory to God. Amen. Know what his word says. I said, hold up. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Well, God, I'm walking here, Lord God. I'm walking in faith, Lord God, believing that you're going to fix this. I'm holding fast in my profession. I'm not going to waver. Glory to God. And when it comes in your mind, you're going to have something, amen, to feed it. You can't feed it negativity. And sometimes you can't feed it to people either. Glory to God. Huh? That's when you got to believe for yourself, hallelujah, and walk by faith, huh? And glory to God, hallelujah, and watch God. What, see what he do with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll work it out every time. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead on, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, and give the invitation of Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But first of all, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to reiterate the shows that's coming on. I don't want y'all to miss them. If y'all missed it on Tuesday night, hallelujah, you missed an absolute awesome show. Amen. They walked the dogs. Oh, glory to God. Elders, they put the tie on the rim. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you missed an awesome, awesome show. They open up for prayer, and the line holds 50 people. So don't forget, mark your calendar and keep the time. Amen. Glory to God. You can go to their page if you need help. Go to their page. Amen. Prophet Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. You can go to their page and go and inbox them and let them know what you're going to need. Hallelujah. I'm believing, God, that the doors are already open. Because I know somebody just took that when I was praying for it. Somebody took it. Glory to God, there was a man that took it. Hallelujah, by saying, I need help. So go over, glory to God, and send it to them and let them know. Lord, inbox them and let them know that you need help. Glory to God. And on Saturday, hallelujah, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew comes on. She walks the dog, an awesome show. My God, that you don't want to miss. She prays, hallelujah, she sings, and when she sings, the Spirit of the Lord is on that song. So, glory to God, it's awesome, awesome, and just awesome. No other word but just awesome. So I want you to make sure that you mark your calendar and get ready for that also. And also on Sunday, I will be back, probably with Martha Williams, glory to God, on Sunday. part of the first hour of power. The announcing lane will be coming on next at 6:30, so don't you miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to go over and listen to her. She has an awesome, awesome, awesome show planned on today, so don't miss it. Glory to God. You can go on my Facebook page, Glory to God, and you can click on the link on the Facebook page and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. I know it's going to be an awesome message on today. God is going to move soul. So I want you to be over there. Don't miss it. Glory to God. Just don't miss it. You don't want to miss this one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. So I encourage you to go over and listen to her. It's an awesome, awesome show that's coming up next. Amen. Because you're going to get some rest. Go get some water. Glory to God. Get a drink of water and then get ready for her show. Amen. Glory to God. Now, with all that said, amen, and with all that, just keep that in mind. And I'm going to encourage you again to give to the ministry. Don't let nobody tell you, amen, who to give and who. And I know, glory to God. I'm just going to say it like this. I know some people, glory to God. And I tell you, they always say I throw them on the bus, but amen, glory to God, I don't. I know some people who have been given, amen, glory to God, and God has met their needs, hallelujah. Glory to God, and guess what? They just keep right on. They keep right on giving, and he keeps right on meeting the need they have every time. Before, amen, they can get it, hallelujah. Before the seed hit the ground, glory to God. God done already, amen, had a return double back. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing that I'm speculating. That's what I know. And they will call me and they'll tell me, glory to God. So you know what? This happened to me. And you know what? This happened to me. I sold this, glory to God, in the ministry, and God gave me double back for what I sold. I said, praise the Lord. Look at that, God. And I'd be so happy for him, glory to God, because it's good to see God, you know, knowing that God do meet, amen, the needs of his people. I don't know why people don't think he do, but yes, he do. Now, if you go out there and do something crazy, then you're on your own, glory to God, hallelujah. He will take care of it, but later on, you're going to have to go through some stuff. That was some of that suffering I was talking about, going through them trials and tribulations. But he will take care of you, but you're going to have to go through some stuff if you did something crazy that. Let's just be real, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction, hallelujah. Glory to God, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead on, amen, and get an invitation for Christ, and then we'll give the benediction, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I encourage you to make Jesus Lord in your life on today, hallelujah. Become a believer, amen. I'm raised in the faith that he has given you, glory to God, and watch it grow, hallelujah, glory to God. As you get more into the word of God, as you become, amen, more familiar with the word, as you become more familiar with who Christ is, glory to God, I encourage you to come on and make Jesus Lord. And if you don't know Jesus as part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. I invite you into my heart, oh God, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you have committed your life to Christ so we can get you on the right track. Glory to God. So you can get what you need when you need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead on, glory to God, and I'm going to give the benediction. But don't forget, Ministry Lane is coming up next. So I want you to go over there and show us some love. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday on our Prophetic Corner Ministry. Amen.